blasted now. King Cawdor Glam's, all as the weird women promised. And I fear thou play'st most foully for it. Yet it was said it should not stand in thy posterity, but that myself should be the root and father of many kings. If there come truth from them as upon thee, Macbeth, their speeches shine. Why, by the verities on thee made good, may they not be my oracles as well, and set me up in hope.
Here's our chief guest.
If he had been forgotten, it had been as a gaff in our great feast, and all thing unbecoming.
Tonight we hold a solemn supper, sir, and I'll request your presence.
Let your highness command upon me, to the which my duties are with a most indissoluble tie forever knit.
Ride you this afternoon?
Aye, my good lord.
We should have else desired your good advice in this day's council, but we'll take tomorrow. Is it far you ride?
As far, my lord, as will fill up the time twixt this and supper. Going up my horse, the better. I must become a borrower of the night for a dark hour or twain.
Fail not our feast?
My lord, I will not.
We hear our bloody cousins are bestowed in England and in Ireland, not confessing their cruel parricide and filling their hearers with strange invention. But of that tomorrow, when wherewithal we shall have cause of state craving us jointly. Hie you to horse. Adieu till you return at night. Goes Fleance with you?
Aye, my good lord. Our time does call upon us.
I wish your horses swift and sure of foot, and so I do commend you to their backs. Farewell. Let every man be master of his time till 7 at night. To make society the sweeter welcome, we will keep ourselves till supper time alone.
Seaton, a word with you.
Whiles then, God by ye.
Attend those men our leisure.
They are, my lord, without the telescope.
Bring them before us.
To be thus is nothing!
But to be safely thus. Our fears in Banquo stick deep. And in his royalty of nature reigns that which would be feared. 'Tis much he dares. And to that dauntless temper of his mind, he hath a wisdom that doth guide his valor to act in safety. There is none but he whose being I do fear. And under him my genius is rebuked. As it was said, Mark Antony's words, by Caesar. He chid the sisters when first they put the name of king upon me and bade them speak to him. Then, prophet-like, they hailed him father to a line of kings. Upon my head they placed a fruitless crown and put a barren scepter in my grip. Thence to be wrenched with an unlineal hand, no son of mine succeeding. If it be so, for Banquo's issue have I filed my mind. For them, the gracious Duncan, have I murdered, put rancors in the vessel of my peace only for them, and mine eternal jewel given to the common enemy of man, to make them the seeds of Banquo kings. Rather than so, come fate into the list and champion me to the utterance.
Who is that? Was it not...
Yesterday,
we spoke together.
It was, so please, your highness.
Well then. Have you considered of my speeches? Know that it was he in the times past which held you so under fortune, which you thought had been our innocent self. This I made good to you in our last conference. Passed in probation with you, how you were born in hand,
How crossed?
The instruments, who wrought with them, and all things else that should to half a soul and to a notion crazed say, thus did Banquo.
You made it known to us.
I did so. And went further, which is now our point of second meeting. Do you find your patience so predominant in your natures that you can let this go? Are you so gospeled to pray for this good man and for his issue, whose heavy hand hath bowed you to the grave and beggared yours forever?
We are men, my liege.
Aye! In the catalogue you go for men. As hounds and greyhounds, mongrels, spaniels, curs, shuffs, water rugs, demi-wolves are clept all by the name of dogs. The valued file distinguishes the swift, the slow, the subtle, the housekeeper, the hunter, everyone according to that gift which bounteous nature hath in him closed, whereby he does receive particular addition from the bill that writes them all alike, and so of men. Now, if you have a station in the file, not at the worst rank of manhood, say it. And I will put that business in your bosoms, whose execution takes your enemy off, grapples you to the heart and love of us, who wear our health but sickly in his life, which in his death were perfect.
I am one, my liege, whom the vile blows and buffets of the world hath so incensed, that I am reckless what I do to spite the world.
And I another, so weary with disasters, togged with fortune, I'd set my life on any chance to mend it, or be rid of it.
Both of you know Banquo was your enemy.
True, my lord.
So is he mine. And in such bloody distance that every minute of his being thrusts against my nearest of life. And though I could, with barefaced power, sweep him from my sight and bid my will avouch it, yet I must. For certain friends that are both his and mine, but wail his fall, whom I myself struck down. And thence it is that I to your assistance do make love, masking the business from the common eye, for sundry weighty reasons.
We shall, my lord, perform what you command.
Though I like
your spirit shine through you. Within this hour, at most, I will advise you where to plant yourselves, acquaint you with the perfect spy of the time, the moment on it. For it must be done tonight. And something from the palace always thought that I require a clearness. And with him, to leave no rubs nor botches in the work, Freyance, his son, that keeps him company, whose absence is no less material to me than is his father's, must embrace the fate of that dark hour.
Resolve yourselves apart. I'll come to you anon.
We are resolved, my lord.
I'll call upon you straight. Abide with it. It is concluded. Soul's flight, if it find heaven, must find it out tonight.
Is Banquo gone from court?
Aye, madam, but returns again tonight.
Say to the king I would attend his leisure for a few words.
Madam, I will.
Naught's had. All spent. Where our desire is got without content. 'Tis safer to be that which we destroy than by destruction dwell in doubtful joy.
How now, my lord? Why do you keep alone? Oh, sorriest fancies your companion's making, using those thoughts which should indeed have died with them they think on. things without all remedy should be without regard. What's done is done.
We've scorched the snake. Not killed it.
She'll close.
And be herself, whilst our poor Malice remains in danger of her former tooth. But let the frame of things disjoint. Both the worlds suffer. We will eat our meal in fear and sleep in the affliction of these terrible dreams that shake us nightly. Better to be with the dead than we to gain our peace of scent to peace, than on the torture of the mind to lie in restless ecstasy. Duncan is in his grave. After life's fitful fever, he sleeps well. Treason has done his worst. Nor steel, nor poison, Malice, domestic, foreign, levy, nothing can touch him further.
Come on. Gentle, my lord. Sleek o'er your rugged looks. Be bright and jovial among your guests tonight.
No, so shall I, love. And so I pray be you. Let your remembrance apply to Banquo. Present him, Eminence, both with eye and tongue. Let unsafe the while that we must lave our honors in these flattering streams, making our faces visits to our hearts, disguising what they are.
You must leave this.
Oh, full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife. Thou knowest that Banquo and his fleance lives.
But in them nature's copies not eternal.
Aye, there's comfort yet. They are assailable. Be thou jocund. Ere the bat hath flown his cloistered flight, ere to black Hecate summons the shard-born beetle with his drowsy hums hath rung night's yawning peal, there shall be done a deed of dreadful note.
What's to be done?
Be innocent of the knowledge, dearest Jock, till thou applaud the deed. Sealing night, scarf up the tender eye of pitiful day, and with thy bloody and invisible hand cancel and tear to pieces that
great bond which keeps me pale.
Light thickens, and the crow makes wing to the rookie wood. Good things of day begin to droop and drowse, whilst night's black agents to their praise do rouse.
Thou marvelest at my words, but hold thee still.
Things bad begun make strong themselves by ill.
So, pretty. Go with me.
Who did bid thee join with us?
Macbeth.
He needs not our mistrust, since he delivers our offices and what we have to do to the direction just.
Then stand with us. The west yet glimmers with some streaks of day. Now spurs the lated traveler apace to gain the timely inn. And near, the subject of our watch approaches. Horses!
Give us a light there! Halt!
Bent is he.
The rest that are within the note of expectation already in the court.
His horses go about.
Almost a mile, but he does usually, so all men do, from hence to the palace gate, make it their walk.
A light, a light.
It is he.
Stand to it!
It will be rain tonight.
Let it come down! Treachery! Oh! Fly, good fly out!
Fly! 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 Oh, men, revenge!
Oh, slave!
How do you strike out the light? What's the way?
It's been run down. The sun is fled.
We have lost best half of our affair.
Then let's away and see how much is done.
Sit down. And first and last, the hearty welcome.
Thanks to your majesty.
Ourself will mingle with society and play the humble host. Our hostess keeps her state, but in best time we will require her welcome.
Oh, pronounce it for me, sir, to all our friends. For my heart speaks, they are welcome.
See, they encounter thee with their heart's thanks. Now we'll drink a measure, the table round.
There's blood upon thy face.
'Tis Banquo's, then.
'Tis better thee without than he within. Is he dispatched?
Aye, my lord. His throat is cut that I did for him.
Thou art the best of the cutthroats. Yet he's good that did the like for Fleance. If thou didst it, thou art the nonpareil.
Most royal, sir. Fleance escaped.
Then comes my fit again. I had else been perfect. Whole as the marble, founded as the rock, as broad and general as the casing air. But now I'm cabined, cribbed, confined, bound into saucy doubts and fears. But Banquo's safe.
Aye, my good lord, safe in a ditch he bides with 20 trenchant gashes on his head, the least of death in nature.
Thanks for that. There the grown serpent lies. The worm that's fled hath nature that in time will venom breed. No teeth for the present.
I'd get thee gone. Tomorrow we'll hear ourselves again.
My royal lord, you do not give the cheer. The feast is sold that is not often vouched while 'tis a making. 'Tis given with welcome.
Sweet remembrancer. Now good digestion wait on appetite. And health on both.
May it please your highness, sit.
Here had we now our country's honor roofed were the graced person of our Banquo present, whom may I rather challenge for unkindness than pity for mischance.
His absence, sir, lays blame upon his promise. Pleased your highness to grace us with your royal company.
And the table's full.
Here is a place reserved, sir.
Well,
here, my good lord.
What is that moves, your highness?
Which of you have done this?
What, my good lord?
Thou canst not say I did it. Never shake thy gory locks at me.
Gentlemen, rise. His highness is not well.
Sit, worthy friends. My lord is often thus, and hath been from his youth. Pray you, keep seat. The fit is momentary. Upon a thought, he can be well. If much you note him, you shall offend him and extend his passion. Feed, and regard him not. Are you a man?
Aye, and a bold one, that dare look on that which might appall the devil.
Oh, proper stuff. This is the very painting of your fear. This is the air-drawn dagger which you said led you to Duncan. Oh, these flaws and starts, impostors to true fear, would well become a woman's story at a winter's fire authorized by her grandam. Shame itself! Why do you make such faces? When all's done, you look but on a stool.
Prithee, see there! Behold! Look, lo, how say you? Why, what care I if thou canst not speak to?
If charnel houses and our graves must send those that we bury back, our monuments shall be the moors of kites.
What? Quite unmanly folly.
If I stand here, I saw him.
Fie, for shame.
The time has been that when the brains were out, the man would die and there an end. But now they rise again, with 20 mortal murders on their crowns and pushes from our stools. Oh, no. This is more strange than such a murder is.
My worthy lord. Your noble friends do lack you.
I do forget. Do not muse at me, my most worthy friends. I have a strange infirmity, which is nothing to those that know me. Come, love and health to all. Then I'll sit down. Come, give me some wine. For Filful. I drink to the general joy of the whole table and to our dear friend Banquo, whom we miss. Would he were here. To all and him we thirst. And all to all
our duties and the pledge.
The pledge.
Avaunt and fit my sides. Let the earth hide thee. Thy bones are marrowless. Thy blood is cold. Thou hast no speculation in those eyes which thou dost glare with.
Think of this, good peers. But as a thing of custom, 'tis no other. Only it spoils the pleasure of the time.
What man dare I dare? Approach thou like the rugged Russian bear, the armed rhinoceros, or the Hyrcan tiger. Take any shape but that, and my firm nerves shall never tremble. Or be alive again, and dare me to the desert with thy sword. If trembling I inhabit, then protest me the baby of a girl. Hands! Horrible shadow! Unreal mockery! Hands! Being gone, is I'm a man again. Pray, sit. Still.
You have displaced the mirth. Broke the good meeting with most admired disorder.
How can such things be? And overcome us like a summer's cloud without our special wonder. You make me strange, even to that disposition that I owe, when now I think you can behold such sights and keep the natural ruby of your cheeks while mine is blanched with fear.
What sights, my
I pray you speak not. He grows worse and worse. Question enrages him. At once, good night. Stand not upon the order of your going, but go at once.
Good night, and better health attend his majesty.
Kind good night to all.
Stones have been known to move, and trees to speak. Auguries and understood relations have by maggot pies and chuffs and rooks brought forth the secretest. Man of blood.
What is the night?
Almost at odds with morning. Which is which?
How sayest thou that Macduff denies his person at our great bidding?
did you send to him, sir?
I hear it, by the way. There's not a one of them, but in his house I keep a servant feed. But I will send. I will tomorrow, and betimes I will to the weird sisters. More they shall speak, for now I am bent to know by the worst means, the worst! For mine own good, old causes shall give way! I am in blood. Stepped in. So far. That should I wade no more, returning, were as tedious as gore. Strange things I have in head that will to hand, which must be acted ere they may be scanned.
You lack the season of all natures. Speak.
Come!
You to sleep.
My strange and self abuses the initiate fear that wants hard use. We are yet but young. Indeed.